USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
All eight of Queen Elizabeth II's grandchildren stood in silent vigil beside her coffin for 15 minutes. Prince William and Prince Harry were joined by Princess Anne's children, Prince Andrew's daughters, and the two children of Prince Edward. William, the heir to the throne, stood at the head of the coffin. Harry at the foot. Both princes were in military uniforms. Except for those taps to signal movement, the only sound heard in Westminster Hall at that moment were the footsteps of people falling past the casket, many of whom have waited long hours to do so. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden arrived in London Saturday night ahead of the state funeral, which is set for Monday. Virginia's Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin dropped a set of policies Friday that rolled back accommodations for transgender students in public schools. The Virginia Department of Education updated the so-called model policies, mapping out treatment of transgender students in schools from use of names and pronouns to participation in activities and sporting events separated by gender. The document seeks to undo policies set forth by Youngkin's Democratic predecessor, Ralph Northam. The Youngkin administration wrote that the policies set by Northam disregard the rights of parents and ignored legal and constitutional principles that significantly impact how schools educate students, including transgender students. The Yeshiva University has pulled the plug abruptly on all student club activities due to a Supreme Court decision removing a hold on the court order forcing the Orthodox Jewish school to recognize the YU Pride Alliance, an LGBTQ group. University officials said in an email to students that it will immediately take steps to protect its religious freedom. Puerto Rico is under a hurricane warning ahead of Fiona. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Republican leaders in the Arizona legislature say they will not try to defend a law it passed recently that would limit up-close filming of police. A federal judge blocked the law from taking effect next week on First Amendment grounds. It was challenged by news media organizations and the American Civil Liberties Union. The bill's sponsor, State Representative John Kavanaugh, said he hasn't been able to find an outside group to defend the law. The groups now will ask a judge to permanently block the new law. California's governor is stepping into the gubernatorial race in Florida.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has revealed that he is willing to give $100,000 to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' midterm opponent in a tweet posted by Newsom, making the objectives clear. Quote, time to make Ron DeSantis a one-term governor.
What Ron DeSantis is doing is a disgrace. It's almost monstrous, and I say that not lightly. I say that quite thoughtfully.
For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The Justice Department is hoping that the 11th Circuit will remove a prohibition on it using documents for their investigation into how former President Trump used the sensitive documents seized at Mar-a-Lago. A lower court barred the department from using the materials. The department says denying prosecutors immediate access to the docs would delay their investigation at a heightened risk to national security. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.